The New York Times reports today that the Bush administration plans to form a defense policy of hitting first. This so-called first strike policy is expected to target Iraq first. Over the weekend, there were reports about secret plans by the Bush administration to unseat Saddam Hussein. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
What do you make of yesterday's Washington Post article, which said President Bush has signed an intelligence document known as a finding authorizing the overthrow of Iraq's regime?
Well, it's hardly a big surprise. The president has made it pretty clear that that is something that he wants to see happen, that the U.S. policy is, quote, regime change in Iraq. I think that in recent weeks we have heard him expanding on the whole notion of first strike. He did it at West Point at the graduation. He did some conversation about it when he was in Europe. And I think that that now, according to today's New York Times, he's going to formalize that. And that is different from the Cold War policy of containment and deterrence. But it is a different time. And I think what's interesting about this Iraqi policy is that the president seems to be saying he's more interested in a covert attempt using the CIA and maybe special forces to overturn Saddam rather than an out-and-out attack. He also says that that should someone come upon Saddam Hussein, that he could be killed in self-defense. That doesn't seem to be a complete abrogation of the policy against assassination, but it does actually talk about killing Saddam Hussein.
What's been the response to this new revelation?
It's been, for the most part, for members of Congress who were asked about it yesterday, positive. Dick Gephardt, the Democratic leader of the House, said he had been briefed on the idea. And he, of course, recently did come out himself calling for action against Iraq. And at the time, there were those who thought that it was a political move on the part of a man thinking about running for president, showing that he was tough on defense. But I think that something must be going on in these briefings that members of Congress are getting that is raising their concern about Iraq, which is coming at the same time as these arrests of al-Qaeda members and talk of new attacks on the United States. So there seems to be a heightened level of concern on the part of members of the government.
Well, it seemed that President Bush was primed to go into Iraq, and then it sort of disappeared from the screen for a while, and now it's back again.
Yeah, and that must have something to do with what they're learning. But he never, of course, wanted it to disappear for a while. There did seem to be opposition from U.S. allies to any kind of invasion of Iraq, and there seemed to be opposition from people in the Defense Department. And I think that's still there. But as I say, these concerns about new attacks are growing, and nobody wants to sit and wait for them to happen. So this idea of covert action in any country where there are weapons of mass destruction is great if, you know, it can be pulled off, but there's a lot of skepticism about that in terms of Iraq. There doesn't seem to be any real cohesive opposition to Saddam Hussein on the ground, and there was that hope, you know, and back in 1991 that after the United States invaded, that lower-level military people would rise up and overthrow Saddam. It didn't happen then, and there's no particular reason to believe it will happen now.
The president's decision to act against Iraq also seemed to have been delayed by the Israeli-Palestinian situation. Has that changed?
Not really. There's been speculation that this week the president would call for the creation of an interim Palestinian state, although no one's quite clear what that means. It is an idea that works somewhat with the Arab allies. Ariel Sharon, the prime minister of Israel, said he is against it. And the president has to be careful here at home with members of Congress when it comes to something like the talk of a Palestinian state. So we'll see whether he actually does that or not.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.